May the Lord impart courage, wisdom, and stamina to the intercessors of the world. This past Sunday during the Lord's Supper, I saw a nuclear mushroom cloud in the host. I showed it to the community members who were in the room, and they saw it clearly as well. It is not unusual for the Lord to allow us to see something significant in the host when it's very important. When I came before the Lord in prayer, Jesus began. New York City. It has been a long time coming. It has been needed for a long time. Yet my heart is sick unto death over the innocent souls who will be casualties. I want you all to pray for the little ones, that they may be quickly snatched up to me. Lord, there are many good people in New York City and even Epoch Times. Jesus continued, "The good shall be taken home to me. Others will sleep in the dust of the earth until the final judgment." Pray for all. I wish for none to suffer as they will suffer. Pray that death comes swiftly. There will be betrayals by your own Navy. Lord, I have heard it said that this would be like Pearl Harbor, and I believe those who monitored the skies back in Pearl Harbor were told to stand down or write it off. Perhaps that is what is similar. Jesus continued, "Evil men with evil designs and a betrayal by your Navy." Lord, what about Miami? That too will happen, but not in this time frame. As it is now planned, New York City is the main target. I know what I have said in past times, but arrangements change with circumstances and the framework of time. All that my Father does is fair and just. Claire, this has been a long time coming, a very long time coming. Yet my heart is torn asunder as that moment approaches. It is wise that you do not ask for time frames. These are not given, only warnings, because the time ripens with many different events. Yet there are those living among you who are your enemies. They are blinded by doctrines of demons, that is the communist ideology, thinking they are doing mankind a favor by bringing in the reign of atheism. Pray for these to deflect and warn the government. Many things could be quelled by those who turn traitor against the party. Pray for these. Claire, it was not my heart to bring you such bad news, but you saw the cloud, and that was my sign to you that this is imminent. What about Washington, D.C.? Not yet, the Lord continued. Right now, I want you to pray for two things. The red Chinese living here in this country to wake up and see that communism does not work by actuality. By theory, with perfect men, no favored groups or persons, it can, but men are corrupt, and nothing will work without me until I return. My people in China, I beg of you, pray for your country and those who have been planted in this land of freedom. Pray for their conversion so they will not rise up from within and destroy those very ones who have been good to them in this country. Pray for them to encounter me. That will change everything.